What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
R&B money! We up! Thanks. Jay Valentine, we are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast.
Yeah.
The authority! my. On all things.
Yeah. Hey.
All things R&B. Let me tell you something. You know what I'm saying? Acapella's fine. Acapella's okay.
It's cool. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You stand alone, do your thing, flat footed. You know what I'm saying? Little microphone, no microphone at all. I get it. But there's something about that accompaniment. Something about when that accompaniment is pristine, when it's right. When
Can
it's,
you spell that?
When it's custom, huh?
Can you spell that?
What, pristine? No.
Accompaniment.
Accompaniment? Nope.
But two C's.
When it's two C's?
Yeah, I think.
When it's tailor made.
It's got to be right.
To the song and to the
the arrangement.
But then to the artist is tailor made, and then it's, I don't want to do no more introduction. I just want to get straight to the man himself, Mr. Adam Blackstone.
You want to sound good?
You want to sound good?
Thank y'all.
You better tap in with BBE.
Let me tell you something.
Come on now.
This is when I knew. Or, well, yeah, I mean, you've always been special, but when this is when I knew you were special. special.
Thank you, man.
When I came to the JT concert,
mm-hmm.
and
come on, we're gonna do the initials over here, man. Everybody don't know who the fuck is JT?
I'm sorry,
man.
When I came to the Justin Timberlake concert,
I knew what you were talking about.
Give you your flowers.
Yeah,
No, I'm giving you your flowers. We gotta say the you right, yeah, you right,
on,
you
man.
Ain't wrong.
Give him the shit.
When I came to the Justin Timberlake concert,
all right.
As you were MDing, overseeing the entire musical dichotomy.
That thing.
And I felt like You gave Justin the moment that he had probably been searching for a long time.
It's interesting, man. With his music speaks to all of us,
of course.
Right? And always has.
Yes.
I think it was something about the different swag that I was able to bring from church, from soul music, and then just being a hip hop head.
But here's the thing. He's a soul singer.
For sure.
Right? He gets his pop off.
Yeah.
He does.
But he's
when you went to, when y'all went to Drink You Away, I Can't Drink You Away.
That's right.
Young fella.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Took it to that four chord.
Let me tell you something. When you went to that place and he got to getting to it.
His bag.
I felt like he wanted to shout.
Yeah, he got in his Memphis Baptist bag.
I felt like he went Baptist.
Yes, he did.
Kojic Pentecostal. Yeah. And he wanted to shout.
That's right.
That was the first. I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, man. That was one of them ones where he played that record for me. And I just heard Tim beatbox.
It's country by nature.
For sure.
Originally.
However. You throw a B3 on that thing, it can take you to a whole nother place. And so, yeah, man, we took it there. And what I love about him specifically is he embraces that side of who he has around him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We can say it's culture, whatever
sure,
we want to say,
sure.
That he might not have experienced the way we have experienced. So when I bring it to him, it feels fresh, it feels new.
Mm-hmm.
For his listener, even, it feels fresh and feels new.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm thankful to him, man. He already know. We actually, not to put a timestamp on it, but he showed up at my last Sun Rose event.
Nice.
And like, just the fact that he embraces the culture and like, gives us soul musicians, R&B musicians, R&B singers the flowers. And it's like,
absolutely,
we appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
ally, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, no, that was
my first big check.
Hey, first big check.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen.
Timberlake and NSYNC.
There it is. It's, but like, he's one of the ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's so many others out there too, but him specifically, man, he loves to embrace that. So I'm thankful for it because he let me be me.
Yeah. No, you know? I was I think I came to like 6 or 7
you
shows.
You was there, bro.
Yeah, I was just hanging out with you.
Yeah, Tank was damn near a roadie.
Anybody need anything?
In all of his humbleness.
That's how I rock.
When he finds something that he rock with,
Yo.
I'm like, Tank, where you going?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
2020.
I'm like, what are you doing, bro? I'm
trying
to go out there.
And can I say something? I'm going to say something real candid, too. The homie keeps around that upper echelon, so it pushes him, too.
Yeah.
So that's a testament to who you are to R&B,
mm-hmm.
a testament to who you are to him as well, because it's like iron sharpens iron.
For sure,
Real talk.
Yeah. You know I mean? I was looking at that show like,
Jesus. Now he's like, Jay, you got to see it.
Yeah.
You have to see it.
Yeah, no, it was special.
I'm not a concert guy.
Yeah, but like, this was an experience.
I came
yeah.
in LA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not the guy that's just going to a whole bunch of concerts. It's just never been my thing.
Right.
Because I think for me, I like to hear it the way it was on the album. So sometimes if they don't recreate that for me, I get mad.
Come to an Adam Blackstone event.
he said,
third person.
I'm
gonna tell you something. I pride myself on making that live experience better than the album.
Right.
And that's hard to do.
No,
I'm not
really
at
hard.
All saying that
that's
just what I do and it's that. No. Especially because those 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 people in there are there because they like the record.
They like the record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I can give somebody a moment to hear When We or Slow in a different way where they're like that, makes me want to go and listen to the record even more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I pride myself on. So it's a fine line.
It's a fine line between giving people what they're absolutely familiar with.
Yeah.
and then taking them on a ride.
Gotta take them on a ride. Yeah. Because there's a thing I like to tap into too, and we can talk about this crazy, but where was your mindset as an artist making this record? Because a lot of talented singers and musicians and producers specifically have to bring themselves back to make a record that's audible for the listener, where it's not too crazy, but you might want to go there. You know what I'm saying? I see you sitting, you know, when we, I was just saying, sitting at the piano in the house and all that, it's like, you can go there, but when you just laying it for an 8-bar phrase, we got to kind of think about what that is. So my opinion, whether it's me tapping in with Janet, me tapping in with Ree, me tapping in with Drake, it's like, where was you making the record in your head?
Full champagne. He just poured.
Can we drink to that?
That was Ace of Spades.
Man, listen, if you would like to, brother. It wasn't no
shit. I ain't do that on purpose.
It wasn't no regular show.
That was actually real. I was a real moment.
All nicknames. Ree. Yeah, Ree. Janet. Yeah, not the whole name. Not if you're nasty. Not Miss
Jackson. Not Miss Jackson.
Because he know her.
Yeah, that's the homie.
You know what I mean?
Bro, let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Let's go back to where all of this started.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Born in Jersey, you know.
My player partner from Trenton, too, man, Dante Jones. That's one of our best friends,
Hamilton, we just was talking about him, man. New Jersey basketball legend.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
We ain't going to say all that shit on here, because then they going to be
that's
seeing
crazy.
Me.
Like, give him a flower, Jay.
Man, fuck it, man. You can have your little punk-ass flower.
He got the championship.
He got that.
Shout out to my guy. Brought me the championship bottle of champagne.
See, so it's a little more personal, though, because this is one of my best friends in the world.
Word.
Literally. But his championship came against my hometown Golden State Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
And he played a part.
He played a major part.
They put his ass in the game and he started doing dirty shit and fucking people up.
That's his role.
Grabbing extra rebounds.
At that moment, that was his role.
And I'm cussing at the TV.
But that's your man.
My friend.
He cussing at the TV. Guess who's sitting right beside him smiling?
Yeah, he came in and did that. So he New Jersey legend, man. New Jersey basketball legend. I'm trying to see the Clippers tonight. Like, you might need to make that call for me, right? He's coaching.
Yeah. All right,
cool.
I got you.
All right, cool. Yeah, and so born in Jersey, my family, my father, church organist. And what you would deem now today as like a one-man band, like wedding band guy, we didn't call it that, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, but like, you know, as I look back and even talk about it a lot, he was the first musical director that I seen, because when you in that wedding band scene, you hit 100 BPMs and you just electric slide, you cha-cha slide, you doing all the songs that just, you know, get the people going. So it's like I saw him curate set lists like in his head all the time and just moving based off of what the people were doing. Early age, when I moved to Philadelphia in 99, 2000 for college, that changed my life culturally, because I had never seen the impact of soul music in the culture of a city. Like, a song means so much to a surrounding area. And then in turn, the song, whoever sang that song, those people are held to a higher echelon in that area too. So met the Roots crew in Philly, and then it, you know, my life.
So how do you change, run into, you know, the Roots?
Well, no, so I was the guy, you know, just playing everywhere. Clubs,
so sessions,
bar mitzvahs, sessions, jazz club. I was doing everything. I was in college too, so I was like, you know, who gonna give me $35? Who gonna give me the $50? I'm pulling up different churches, all of that, and so ran into
what were you making at churches? We know, because we talk about what Tank made at church. We still trying to figure out what Tank being. Jim.
It depends. If I played with my dad, I made $25. Rough.
With your daddy?
Yeah. If I played the drums, I'm like, just take this and be cool.
So what was your main instrument?
In church was drums.
Touch the drum.
Yeah,
okay.
Because we ain't have a bass player. You know, gotcha. Like that. That was if you had a bass player,
you had a budget.
Yeah.
If you had a bass player, you had a budget.
No, for sure. It was organ, piano, and drums.
That's
it. If your left foot or your left hand.
So the bass was like a floss. That's a floss.
Oh, yeah. If you went to a church with a bass player, he's like,
a bass player and a guitar player?
Oh, no. That ain't.
You a mega church.
Yeah.
You a mega church.
Wow. You got over 1,100 members.
Yeah. You got at least two services.
You got two services. Yeah, so I played drums at church all my life. you know, my uncle played drums at a different church, and then all my, you know, music role models in Jersey played drums. And so just to take a step back, when we moved to a different town, older white gentleman band director at my school said, listen, candidly, he said, all the black kids want to play drums. I know your family. We have a void in the school for a bass player.
This is a white man said that to you?
Second grade.
When is this?
For sure. Second grade.
For sure. You're in second grade?
Mr. Matlack.
He couldn't say that in this day. He can't say that in 2023.
He said all the kids, but I knew what he meant. Right. Like, mm-hmm. I went to, you know, urban. I was in a black community. Black. So all the kids want to play drums. He's right. Mm-hmm. I know your family. I heard about y'all. You know, your dad's a musician. Mm-hmm. We don't have a bass player. I was like, hell no. I'm not This is when you used to walk to school.
Oh, you had to carry.
Y'all remember that?
Who don't remember that?
We used to walk to school. So he handed me this instrument that long right there in a case. I said, I'm not walking to school with that. I want the sticks. I'm bringing my sticks.
Right.
Best decision I ever made. Second grade. Wow. Second grade. Never forget. And started playing a little Stand By Me. Doom, 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 doom. Like, learn now. Okay, then I'm learning, you know, Bills, Bills, Bills. And, you know, Beat Me 911.
So this dude is in the second grade when Bills, Bills, Bills is out. Wait. We're going to be in the second grade when Bills, Bills, Bills. Come on, man.
No, not Bills. I mean, you know, the Timberland Magoo vibes. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then as we, you know, that spanned some years, but I was like, okay, I can get into this. And it made me different. It did. Like, everybody wanted to do that thing on the drums or that thing on whatever, you know, to be the only guy playing bass. I took pride in that. And I was like, I want to be great. And, you know, that set my journey off to go to University of the Arts in Philadelphia, and I moved to Philly in 2000, was doing all the gigs around town. On bass.
Gotcha.
Any and everything.
Are you playing upright or you playing?
So at that time, now I'm playing both, because I also realized when I saw the bass players as I got older at church, a lot of them didn't read music. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the skill set as good as them at that moment. So how could I differentiate myself?
Right.
So I really started, like, really honing in on the ink and, like, really reading music.
So you can read.
Yeah, so that's, I'm going to say, ironically enough, it's 50-50 now my gigs today, because that's why I'm able to do movie scores. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm able to write the charts out for Soul Train Awards, horned players. Or I just did the Oscars. I had to score for a 60-piece orchestra. Like, I wouldn't be able to do that without learning how to read music at all.
Yeah, this whole episode is going to be flawed.
Yes. Oh, it's
no, it, no, it's not a flaw.
It's just so
no. Matter of fact. This is your flowers.
Yeah.
Accept it.
I want to encourage the young musician.
But first, you have to accept it.
I'm accepting
that you did it at the Oscars.
Accept that you're doing
60 pieces.
Accept that you're doing cool shit.
Come on, cool shit.
Yeah.
60 piece at the Oscars.
Listen, I want
to. You got to be able to read music. I can't.
No. But you have to be able to. I want to encourage every musician out there. It's never too late, yo. Mm-hmm. It sets us apart from the ceiling that you have. That's all. Not that you're going to play any better or sing any better.
Getting that other job,
but there's more you can
do.
But
it's just more that you can do. You know?
I would watch Tim Carman.
Yes.
Tim Carman.
Mm-hmm. I will watch Tim Carman come
special.
In.
Special.
And he's a rare one, because, mm-hmm. you know,
he got the feel in.
With piano, it's tough
to be
gifted and studied.
Yeah.
And be able to live in both worlds.
For sure.
Like, he can very much do Eric Clapton and then go to Evangelistic Church of the Children.
Yeah. Edwin Hawkins.
I mean, when I say easy,
right.
And everybody in both areas be like, oh my
God.
And then
go play with Kendrick or Future or what. Yeah,
you do whatever.
And rock
like,
out. Yeah.
What made me really, I mean, I've known him from the house, you know what I'm saying? But when we were doing that Dreamgirls soundtrack, they would just throw that sheet in front of him.
That's them, it. That's
and it. He would just get active.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
And so that was a big part of my evolution as a college bass player, because I was playing jazz, got a jazz scholarship, but then my walking bass line felt like I was playing shouting music. So they was like,
what is that?
That ain't really what we normally used to, but he moving in and out them changes, like something is different.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, that was normal. I'm going to be completely honest. Not to like...
Learning from your father?
Learning from my dad. Learning from the culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like, okay, I see B-flat major 7. I know what those notes are, and I know I'm going to G, and I'm like, oh, okay, then I'm going to go to E-flat. I'm like, that is victory is mine.
Victory. Real talk, right?
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's somebody playing a head over, a jazz head over top of it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to move in and out of this different. And they like, yo, like, so then that propelled me within the structure of my school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just played different. Like, it's right. But it's like, it ain't nothing we really heard specifically from an adolescent. Not that bass players weren't doing that, but like at my age and where I was at school. So reading music has helped me do continuously today, helped me do so much. I'm able to juggle 3, 4, 5 gigs because I can write it down and then forget it.
And forget it.
Yeah.
And forget it.
And get right back to it.
Forget it. Yeah. I don't have to internalize. When you're learning a song, it takes a different type of brain power to be like, when I play it again, I have to remember what I just did. When that ink is on the paper and it's telling you C to F, it's like, okay, I know how to muscle memory read through them changes. And then boom, Tank J Valentine segment is over. I got to get to this Morris Day segment. Boom, let me turn the page. Boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, boom, Morris Day is over. Boom, let me go do...
So you wrote out slow.
For sure. String parts and everything. Yeah. When Neely came and did the joint and it's like, we're going to embellish and all of that, I got to write it for the band. When you send me the arrangement, you know what I mean? I'm like, this is what it is. This is how we embellish it. Put the horns on top of it, all that. It's because we moving so fast, yo. I'm saying, you approve of this? Cool. Boop, 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 boop.
Then next.
You know what I'm saying? Next thing.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? We got to.
I would love to see the sheet music.
I should have brought it.
For the performance. Sign it
and put it up on something.
Because, bro. The conversation around all of that.
Y'all smashed.
Is nuts.
Y'all smashed that joint.
Thank you.
Y'all smashed that joint. Some of my favorite, R&B moments have been.
We had some good.
With this guy on television.
Listen, your When We.
That When We is.
It's still in show.
Yeah. Top 10. Yeah.
No, it's still in show.
Yeah, yeah. It's that's one of them ones.
I can't change the structure.
You're going to have to do that for the rest of your life.
You come to my show right now, and you will hear your chops.
Yeah, you got to do that for the rest of your life. Shout out Terrence Vaughn, even on that program, man. Just crazy.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
even, I think, Cornish helped with Slow.
Oh, yeah.
And shout out my girl, Nicole, on the string arrangements as well. Yeah. But as we bring it together.
I had to trust y'all on that. I had to trust y'all on that.
Yeah, because
it's a movie.
When Tank sent it to me, because like I said, I'm very much
the album guy.
But very much.
Let me be transparent. We was in about sketch 5 before we liked where we landed.
Yeah, because I had to, because it was like, I was like, we need the song.
Yep.
For sure.
But it needs moments.
But it just needs moments.
Yes.
Right? And it needs something over top, floating over top of it to make it the experience that, no one's ever had before with the song. But then we got to get to a place. Like, so when those last 8 bars, like,
it
I called, I hit Phil, I said, no, I want this. And I played it. I said, this is what I want.
Yeah.
We have to go somewhere
okay, so
crazy.
Okay, so stop. When he say this is what I want, he makes a video. am I telling the truth? He makes a video of him at the piano and saying this.
Right.
Whatever the instrumentation is, bass, keys, guitar, horn, string, this is what I want.
Yes.
I love that about you and other artists where it's just like, it's let me translate what you want in the best way structurally possible for our band.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training, and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know what I mean? Because there's no guessing with that. It's like, no, just, and my job is to make it better.
To make it better.
Do your idea.
And I think that was my issue in the beginning for me.
But
I don't play.
Yeah.
So I don't have the too talented moments.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas get too talented.
Oh my God.
It's just reality. There were moments, you know, that
I had to learn about that.
Y'all get too talented because you're getting your shit off.
Yeah.
I only got so much shit. This is how I look at it.
Yeah, a way to get it off and for the people to be like, I'm getting off too by hearing that.
Right. So he sends me the MP3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this nigga done turned slow into a Disney song.
This is
the first thing I say.
That's the first thing he said.
Disney?
I said,
man, we fucking the Disney.
Oh, man, my God,
shit. Wow. These niggas gonna boo me. Right? I'm like, nigga, I ain't been on stage. This nigga got me out here singing a Disney song. This nigga's trying to ruin me before I get back started.
But the way I structured it is I made sure that he could just stay where he was.
Yeah, navigate right through
and
that
everything
thing.
Would dance around him.
So here's the other thing, just about television in general. We can talk about this a whole nother day.
Yeah.
When we are creating those musical moments, there's a visual that has to match.
Yes, agreed.
This man, I hate to say it like this, I hope I don't get in trouble, has been a part of some amazing men to women visual moments.
That's a good way to say it.
That's
a good way to say it.
I had to be safe one. He introduced us to some people we ain't know before. Joey. And some moments with these strings where it's like, yes, they're playing this thing, but it's erotic and it's sexy. And we push the envelope.
Hey,
with
dog,
y'all.
We had a stripper behind us, man. It is what it is.
She's a pole dancer.
She's an exotic pole dancer.
That's like, I said the wrong term?
Yes. You got to be politically correct these days.
This is my motherfucking show. It's two different things.
Jay. She did
pole work.
And she's a pole dancer.
Yeah, it's almost
it's
like
a profession.
A pole arena.
They're all professions.
No.
I respect it.
No.
So is that like a singer and a singer?
No.
She's a
pole.
I respect it though. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I respect it.
Not a stripper.
I'm gonna go back. We gonna reel it in. I'm going back to say when we're creating those moments, whether that be for y'all or whether that be for any artist, it's like there's also for television. There's a visual thing that goes with it too. Yeah. So those accents and those hits that he was hearing in his head, or that I might put a impact on, or something like that. We know them lights is gonna go crazy on you.
Yeah,
we know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Show me what you do with that. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we know the pole dance is gonna drop.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not gonna be that part.
It is what it is.
So it's like, you know what I mean? So
100%.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah. So I'm seeing the movie play out of my head.
Yeah, yeah. It's a movie.
Yeah, because I see the set, I see the lights.
I ain't seen none of that shit.
I hear you.
I'm like, you getting this TV thing.
And I know it's you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, once it gets to him, it's gonna really get aggressive.
It go.
You know what I'm saying?
I
see it all clear as day.
No, it was there.
Right,
it was
perfect. Okay, so let's go back. Let's dial back. Okay, so you art school. You can read. You hitting the streets of Philly. You going crazy.
Met the roots. Yep.
And what was that?
Open mic night. At a spot called the Five Spot we used to go to in Philly. And at that point, neo soul was
going crazy.
I just so happened to be in the mecca, what I consider, mecca of what it was at that moment.
It's not even a
question. So through that building, the Five Spot, you could have anyone from Jill Scott to Bilal to Music Soul Child to Erykah Badu to NDIRE to Eric Benet. To Aries, I don't know if y'all remember them. Mm-hmm. All right, Vivian Green.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just super crazy in Philly. Dre and Vidal and Carvin and Ivan and DJ Jazzy Jeff and Touch of Jazz.
That would make
just
it
had,
the mecca.
That's the mecca.
They just had the city on smash, man. And so we were playing, those songs nightly, and the peers of those people, even though I named some of the more famous ones, but it was another 25 of those,
killers,
for sure. Jazzy Fat Nasties, River, just 14-year-old Jasmine Sullivan. Wow. You know what I mean? It just was crazy, man. Wow. And so it was a night curated by Rich Nichols, rest in peace, who was the manager of the Roots at the time. Mm-hmm. Sean G, who we know now is the president of Live Nation, Urban. And Amir Questlove and Black Thought. And so the crew was called the OK Player crew. And so they used to go on the road and do these hubs of touring shows. They asked me to go as a young, you know, adolescent kid, but it was, you know, for the local, I don't want to say local, but like it was the underground.
Yeah, for sure.
Full underground, yeah. Like real talk. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z then decides he wants to do Unplugged.
Yeah, and hired the Roots.
And hired the Roots.
Yeah, yeah. Wait.
I actually didn't, so I didn't play Unplugged, but so what happened was the Root, I wasn't a Root, but the Roots, the band, did Unplugged. And Jay said, that was so good. Let's take it on tour, and I'm going to do Madison Square Garden. We're going to call it Fade to Black. It's going to be my last album, he said. 2003.
Yeah.
It's my last album.
His Jay-Z. Fifth to last album.
It's an encore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That was my first big gig.
You go on the road.
With Jay-Z.
That's wow. That was it. And what are you, 19, so, 20 years old at the time?
03, that's 20 years ago. So I was 20. Through rehearsal process, I meet this guy. Just kind of around producer, pink polo shirt, you know. He says, yo, when this is over, you should come rock with me. You know, I got some stuff popping. I got my, you know, I'm putting my album out myself. You know, Dame gonna help me, you know. I was like, oh yeah, you know, I got you. You know, let's connect after this is over. Kanye West, right? I go on tour with Kanye. We do this thing called the Glow in the Dark Tour, which arguably is one of the top five shows.
Yeah,
I don't mind saying ever.
Right.
He had a spaceship on the stage.
It didn't work at first, right? Like it was like issues with the, like, it was a whole thing with that, right?
Major issues, but his vision was his vision.
Right.
He wanted the alien, he wanted a spaceship, he wanted the band in the pit, like it was Broadway. It was this thing. That was my job to curate that. Through working with Kanye, I met this girl from Barbados. She kind of opened it for us here and there. And it's like, Jay is like, yo, you know, I'm going to sign this new artist, whatever. We're going to cut her hair. She real cute, whatever, whatever. They come out with Umbrella, right? Mm-hmm. So it's Ree. So it's like, I end up working with Ree after Kanye because she's opening with us. You know, through Ree, I met this amazing light-skinned Canadian boy who like rap sing. I had never heard anything like it at the time. And I'm just like, he like, yo, you know, after you done with Ray, like come rock with me. You know, I got some stuff.
It's crazy.
Ends up being Drake. You know what I mean? Through Drake, we got this kid from North Carolina on the tour with us opening. Had no idea who he was. We just would watch him nightly. He just rapped so good, named J. Cole. Right? So then that's the case. And then I meet Jermaine Dupri at the Drake show. He says, at the time, he's like, my girlfriend's going on tour. Like, he needs
yeah, she needs an MD. My girlfriend.
And I was like, oh, yeah, call me. You know what I mean? I'm a huge fan of JD. So Def has been influential in my R&B path. Janet Jackson is his girl. So they called me on three-way. He's like, yeah, we went to see the Drake show and Kanye show, and it's cool. And when I started working with Janet, she had the same manager as my good brother Justin Timberlake. So he said, yo, when Janet's done, I want you to meet my other client at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's just the way God works, man. And it's like I've done hundreds of things in between all of that, but I say that through line to inspire.
So did you work on that infamous Super Bowl?
I did not work on that early Super Bowl. I did not.
I had to ask you.
I did not. But I say that through line to inspire because I speak about, you know, relationships and how the relationship equity is sometimes more than any monetary value that I could ever deposit to myself.
Right,
for sure. Yeah. I don't mind saying I could call y'all. Y'all gonna pull up for me.
Yeah.
We gonna sing a song and we gonna kill it. But you know that I protect y'all as an artist. You know, I protect the integrity of the music. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to do that for my 20-year career so that when I do make an album like my album Legacy and I call Queen Latifah or I call Kurt Franklin or I call Mary Mary or Leslie Odom Jr., they like, yo, whatever you need. You've sewn into me so much that I want to give this back to you because I can't afford their performance very fee expensive. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if we're talking numbers,
I'm just being honest.
Yeah. It's a different type of currency. So I've always tried to be a nice person. I know that sounds so simple, but there's a lot of unnice niggas out there.
Well, no, for sure. In our world, for sure.
Man. Yeah. And so I've always tried to have integrity and respect for the music, not do too much, you know, for somebody who likes just the album, do enough for somebody that's going to get that special kick out of it.
Yeah.
And then also at the same time, make an impact for the consumer so that the artist is like, I want those people to feel that way again. Yeah. Who did that?
Right. About my music. Yeah.
My career has been who did that?
Yeah.
Straight up. And I ain't never even said that out of my mouth before, but it's like, who did that? Who did Ye? Who did that? Who did Janet?
Yeah.
Who did that? Who did Justin? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my resume. Yeah. That's how I get the next job.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So, yeah. And so I'm really thankful about that. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, my name is in rooms that I don't even know sometimes based off of being good work. Not based off of any, and being a great person, but, and trying to be a great person always, but.
I think being a great person is like the icing on the cake, right? Because, you know, in our world, you know what I mean? People will accept.
True. If you do good work.
Whatever comes along with good work.
To the work ain't good, right?
That's the
truth. So people will accept a gang of foolishness and bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Until.
If the work is good.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's an extra measure of longevity that goes with
being
a good person.
That's it, man. That's it. And then, you know, surrounding, I've realized that a lot of my favorite artists have longevity because they good people.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at how to sustain, I look at Verdeen White, I look at Philip Bailey, I look at Jimmy and Terry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great human
not that I know, they ain't got no enemies. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that I know. Yeah. But I mean, like, my relationship and seeing their relationships with people.
I'm sure they didn't knock somebody broad back in the day when it was,
my God.
Back in Minnesota.
It was Verdeen.
Or Verdeen, yeah. That Lord
when
Jesus.
You have a Lord Jesus.
You hear me? Yeah, Lord Jesus and type bass.
Come on now. The bass.
It's a nigga somewhere that don't like Verdeen.
And a part.
Look at, listen. Listen.
Yeah.
Lives way before Lip and Jack.
You mad at Earth, Wind, and Fire?
You can't be mad at
this. You can't be mad at that's mad at.
You can't be mad. You gotta let her get that off.
Yeah. That's Verdeen.
That's Verdeen.
She went somewhere with Verdeen.
Legacy. Like, that's legacy.
You give a woman certain passes.
But what you're saying is absolutely right, though.
Yeah.
It's absolutely right, man.
So it's been cool.
Being a good
man.
Person.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see the evolution. And then now, you know, the young kids, it's funny, I'm calling them kids, but it's like we the OGs now, right?
Yeah.
They taking what I've done and just like, it's scary, the limitless potential that they have musically. Mm-hmm. Now what I'm trying to do is teach them how to be people persons.
Right.
Because a lot of that is that too. When you get on the phone with Jay or you get on the phone with a Tank, it's like, how do you convey your idea without it sounding like you're being forceful, without it sounding like you don't know really what you're talking about and it's some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And it's fluff, but like, stand in what you know, stand in your gift, but convey it polite. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot, you know, I think I'm going to be completely honest. I sound old, but I think social media has, you know, really ruined the one-on-one relationship contact from artist to worker or co-worker or, you know what I mean, producer, you know, people sending beats and all of that. It's like when you get in the room, some of that special magic from back in the day, the 90s and all that, it was in the room.
Jimmy Jam was in the room.
Or you could just hear it on like you'd be walking, y'all know it, walking through Record Plant.
Yeah.
And somebody purposely is leaving their door open.
So you can hear
purposely leaving that door open.
So you can walk in.
Or even the collaboration process, right? It's like, you know, all the musicians that I know that played on the Timbaland records. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, one of my great, great friends, Thaddeus Tribbett, it's like he played bass on Cry Me a River and then Ty Tribbett sang on Cry Me a River. And I know that one of the reasons that happened is being in the room. You know what I'm saying? He ain't write that and say, there's a choir part that I want to. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo.
It's like, you know what would be crazy?
It would be crazy,
if
yeah.
If you.
Yes.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's magic.
Magic. It's magic like that. And that is one of the things that I think we miss, because even verbalizing as a producer that might send a beat or something, what you think would enhance the record, you know what I mean, without being in the room, you know? So
which gig do you feel like, I mean, shoot, it was really a crazy domino effect.
Yeah.
Which gig do you feel like you really, really got to flex on? Like really got to go crazy, like in terms of just...
Yeah, I think it was that 2020. And that seemingly is newish. It's 10 mm-hmm. years old now, so mm-hmm. maybe it's okay.
That's 10 years old?
2013, I met JT, Christmas, 10 years today.
2020 is...
Yeah, I met Justin.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
And then we did Legends of the Summer after that, which was mm-hmm. Jay-Z and Justin together, which was mm-hmm. crazy. I think I flexed on that. Like, I think that was one of the times where I was able to be in front of white and black audience mm-hmm. simultaneously.
And that's tough.
And they both sets of cultures, ages, everything. Genders yeah, were yeah. like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Because you always can't make everybody, you can't make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know,
somebody's gonna feel.
Some of my best work that I personally think is my best work, some people don't like it.
Subjective.
You yeah. know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was one of the first moments, Legends of the Summer with Jay-Z and Justin, where it was like,
you got it off.
We yeah. got it off for yeah. everybody.
For everybody.
The hood,
mm-hmm.
the lawyers, the doctors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at that time, NSYNC fans were 35 yeah. plus. Jay fans range any age. And then, like, Justin was coming out with a joint suit and tie. And it was like, you know. Then they was doing Holy Grail. It was just like this
yeah,
trap.
Y'all were covering
we
a lot.
We got off, bro.
Yeah, y'all were covering
then
a lot.
I did Sinatra in the middle of the show. He did New York, New York, going into New York Jay-Z record. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I was
able.
I didn't
see that tour. That's what y'all did?
Oh, it's cold. I got to send that to you, bro. Jay-Z, Justin, it's called Legends of the Summer. It's top five, easy for me. Easy. Because I got it all off. I got to get my hip-hop rocks off. Mm-hmm. I love pop music. People know that. I got to get that. I got to get that off. I got to get the soul thing off. It was everything. It was all-inclusive.
Right.
So that's the one I think that, you know, for me was it 10 years ago. But even before that, you know, Kanye going to Dark really established my MD career, and that I knew leaving that tour, I could do anything.
Really?
And being a musical director is 51% non-musical.
For sure.
Dealing with personalities, you know, who we talking about, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like it was a lot for me. And dealing with ever-changing sonic palette. He went from this college dropout
sure. yeah,
to
yeah.
we ending the show on Stronger, you know, Daft Punk. But then he went through a phase during there. Unfortunately, right, I was there the day his mom passed, and he was going through some relationship things. So he went love lockdown with it. So then I'm like, we're importing these taiko drums from, like, Taiwan. And it's like, doom, 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 doom. Doom, doom, doom,
yeah.
doom. I'm not loving you. Mm-hmm. So it's like we going from, like,
a range of emotions.
It's just a whole range of psychedelic stuff, all being very transparent through the music. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I ended that tour. We done did 3 albums now. We done did Graduation, 808s, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, his first record, which, you know, we intertwined in there. So it was like, it was crazy, man. Like, I left that tour knowing that I can do anything. Funny story, you know, we walk into the stage. We didn't sound check once we was on tour for a while. But he says, yo, Adam, I don't want to do the second verse tonight to the champion. And it's like 5, 4, 3, 2. And I'm like, wait, what did you say? So I run over to the Pro Tools. I just was telling this story. And I run over to the Pro Tools. The show is starting. I'm like, you have to edit with your eyes now. I'm like, okay. Yes, I did. Because I run back to the crib. Just to show you something. I don't know how I'm like, okay. 8 bars. I'm highlighting, right? The show is starting on the other computer.
Wow.
Delete those 8 bars. Put it together. Jump back on my stage. I said, Ben, we taking the second verse out, whatever it was, 8 bars, 16 bars, whatever it is, right? And then I just had to trust it. I had to trust it. So, you know, that's why I say it's, a lot of it is non-musical. It's like you got to trust yourself because they trust you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't got too many mess ups, but that was a heart. That was a...
Did you get through that one?
I got through that.
You didn't crash.
I got through that. We was good.
That's dope.
But also it's like, too, like...
I'm really a student of the music, too. Right. So it's like, if I
did... You know.
I know I can look at that file and be like, here's the verse.
Right.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? But it's also, too, like, your... the people who you empower, your delegation process.
For sure. I'm only as strong as my team.
It's got to be on point.
It's got to be on point.
Only as strong as my team. MD is only as strong as a team. Because you can try to do everything, but it don't work like that. Especially if I got to go to choreography rehearsal. Mm-hmm. I got to go to strings rehearsal. Mm-hmm. I got to go to horn rehearsal. I have to know that each department has their own self-sufficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from me hiring them for sure. But at the same time, it's like I got to really figure out, I had to figure out like who I just trust to say, this is the edit. Go ahead and do it when I see you when I get back. And one of your guys, we talk about you all the time, Danny Chang.
My guy.
Listen.
Our guy. That's our guy. Right there.
One of the best in the world.
One of the coldest.
I could text him right now and say, take the second verse out of this. We're going to go this. The pre-hook going to be 4 bars, and then I need you to fade out.
He's mad at you for calling him Chang, too, though. You know, it's Chung.
Danny Chung. Sorry. I love you, Danny.
My grandmother's maiden name is Chang.
All right.
That's me and him always had that thing with each other. Danny gonna get mad at you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Danny, I love you. Danny, I love you. We love you. Danny's he talk about awesome. You all the time,
amazing.
Man.
And how, amazing
how,
guy.
Yeah, and how,
amazing person.
And how you template, you know, tune, BGV bus. Like, I'm like, yo, give me that tank, bro. Stop playing.
Slide it up.
I need that. I need that. That's what I want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He got it. And he's transcended a lot of people's music based off of how y'all, you know, I wasn't even around when y'all was working like mm-hmm. that or still working or whatever. But he's been able to infiltrate his sound in R&B specifically, like no, straight
sure.
up.
For
like,
sure.
You know a Danny mix, yo. Vote by the vocals.
I remember last time I called, I was like, man, I need you. He said, yeah, I'm just going to. Man, okay, let me check and see what I can do, man. I'm about to do this Eminem thing, and then I'm so you know what?
Don't call me back. And then I'm flying to Mars with Elon Musk.
Don't call me back. Just keep doing your thing.
Yeah, no. Nah,
but he don't call me back.
But listen, that goes back to saying he loved the music, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
He talks about Tank and R&B and Mary and all the mm-hmm. Mary records he's
oh,
done.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Talk about Neo records he's done. Like, he loves R&B music, yo. Like, straight up.
He's been locked in.
Yeah, he's been locked in for a while. And even, you know, we're talking about an Asian American here. It's like, culturally, that just shows to me how powerful our music is.
For sure. For sure.
Period.
Yep.
It's not a black thing.
It's just a thing.
It's just a thing. Yeah. And, you know. We can argue all day that 2020 going into 2023 we are pop music straight up. I don't mind saying that. You know what I mean? It don't get said much, but I can the way I navigate, I'm able to do that. I see who's on the BET Awards and also on the VMAs.
Hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
For sure.
I see who's on TV One, but also on the American Music Awards.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's not no coincidence
mm-hmm.
that Chloe Bailey can navigate through Black Music Honors and also go do VMAs. You know what I'm saying? That Normani can come from television and be on VMAs, AMAs. That Beyonce, you know what I mean, can go do Dreamgirls, but then do the BET Awards, but then she just did the Oscars. We are pop music. They chase us straight up.
I'm, you know.
It is what it is.
We say it all the time. Popular music.
Popular music.
Yeah. That's all is.
Yeah.
Whatever is the most popular.
Yeah,
wherever the sauce is.
Yeah. You know, I shout out to our brother, you know, Takeoff, man. But like, you know, like Migos is essentially the biggest pop group of the decade.
Change the sound.
Period.
Change the sound.
I don't care 100%. Where they from. I don't care what they look like.
My favorite group.
It just is what it is.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I look at things like that. I look at what Dirk is doing. I look at what Baby's doing. It's like.
How can you deny it?
Can't.
Yeah.
You can't deny it. It's global.
Yeah.
Global.
You also tell my guy, when I saw you with Be more. Brian Fraser Moore.
Oh, man. Like, goat work. Like, I call goat it. Work. Goat work. That's who played with me last night. Yeah. Yeah, he was there last night.
Getting busy.
Yes.
You know we busy. Go. That's, getting busy. That's my 97 partner.
Listen.
We both.
I laugh at both of y'all when you say, I'll do anything, anything you want. That's my word is wrong.
Listen.
I laugh at, but y'all, did y'all both have y'all shirts off?
No, I had my shirt on. He had his shirt off. Because, you know, we nicknamed him the Tasmanian Devil.
Taz.
So we were calling him Taz,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, dog.
And
what's that's when he had the stuff Tasman. Stuff
and what's crazy wait, what? Is that
so you know you remember that you know you go to Disney World and get the stuffed animals. Yeah, yeah. They put a stuffed Tasman in the front of his drum kit.
Yeah,
what
he was yeah. He was going that crazy.
Y'all was bugging.
Arms was
yo.
Everywhere.
Y'all was bugging.
We was like, you like the Tasmanian Devil. You are so it was like, but it was crazy though. He's so dope. The concept of what Tim was doing,
mm-hmm.
He didn't have that coming into rehearsal.
Wow.
So I think him and Johnny Croom kind of collaborated on what it should feel and sound like.
Yeah.
And then he just went did somewhere different.
Added the sauce.
Ginuwine will be looking back at him like, ooh. What is going on? And I'm a drummer too, so I'm looking back at him, y'all never be able to do that.
No, you can't do that.
I was like, you can't do that.
That helps you pick your lane immediately.
Easily. I sing backgrounds. I play a little bit of the keys.
I'm going to play bass and I'm cool. Like, I play drums at church with my dad, but I don't play like that.
No.
Yeah, bro. He one of them ones. And again, you know, Philly native.
Yeah.
Coming from church. And not to even run his background down, but like when you see him migrate to Atlanta and do Ginuwine and Aaliyah, but then get the call for Janet and Madonna, right? It's kind of like twofold where the foundation has been laid because of this soul music that he's played through church and through mm-hmm, R&B. Mm-hmm. It allows you to play, come on, Vogue, let your body do. He playing that thing like he out with
but it's
Aaliyah.
But it's
like,
a different control.
It's a different control, man.
That you
it's
have
a different
to have
thing. So he's able
to
have those things and live yeah. And live in it and be authentic.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Let's get into the mind.
Yeah, I want to get into your mind.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
You've been doing music on a high level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Top five.
Uh-oh.
Top five.
Okay.
We want to know your top five.
What top five you
want? Top five. Top five R&B artists.
Yeah.
R&B artists.
And then R&B songs.
Yeah.
R&B songs.
Oh, your top five.
I'm not singing with y'all. Y'all playing. Okay, here we
top
go.
Top five, hold on. I'm still introing this shit. I want to know.
He's still in the worship. Everybody wave your... If you at home, wave your fives in the air.
Oh, I want to know. Yeah, your top five. Yeah, your top five.
Didn't I tell you about being too talented?
That boy is too talented. He's too talented.
Boy too talented.
I want to know who was at home with their five. Spread fingers.
Oh, top five R&B artists. Go.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Male or female.
Male or female. Mix them together. Whatever you want to do.
Jodeci.
We're going to start there. We're going to start with the ooh.
The problem is I'm nasty because I used to fall asleep to Fiend in my ears.
Oh, you did?
When I was a kid, I just used to put the headphones on and it said, take my money. I was like, my house and my car. I was like, yo, this dude crazy, yo.
It's wrong.
I was like, for a hit of you.
It was disrespectful.
It was totally wrong.
You can have it all.
And I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. But I listened to that CD every night when I fell asleep. So I woke up and I was like,
that's the mindset.
This is crazy.
Wow.
Then I was an album credit reader and I'm like, Timothy Mosley, like, who is this guy? And just, you know,
The rest is history.
The rest is history. Jodeci. Stevie Wonder.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not?
Michael Jackson. Very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it gets a little tricky for me because, you know, I'm a fan of so much music. And so I have to be honest and say, you know, Usher.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
You know,
it's nothing wrong
Confessions
with that.
Confessions changed my, you know, was just crazy. And even BFM on Usher Live, which was early, early Usher. And then number one for me, you know, arguably is Brandy.
Yeah. Oh, you said number one too. Because we didn't tell you to
you
do.
You didn't do no order.
We didn't tell you order.
It wasn't no order, but number one.
To that Brandy album.
I would take that album. If I was locked on a desert, it would be Full Moon for me. Easy album. I can top to bottom every song.
Stranded.
Full Moon. Easy.
I'm with you.
I love it. I love
that's,
it.
You know.
I'm with you.
Everybody got their thing.
Yeah. Ain't no argument here, brother. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know, honorable mention, I got to put Mary in there just because, you know, of what she meant to the culture, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, singing Right Wrong, you know, Puff putting samples in there that I hadn't heard before, and then like, you know. Yeah, so that's it for me. I got a lot of people left out though.
No, don't worry about that. They'll be okay.
Yeah.
Top 5 R&B songs. You already said Fiend, so I think you're gonna go there.
Yeah, Fiend for sure, because it's so wrong.
It's so wrong.
Yeah.
That's the church in y'all that think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong at all.
No, it's so wrong.
Everything is right to me in that record.
It's like quartet guitar. It is. It's so much church.
It's so and much church and nasty.
And they shouldn't be singing that today. Yeah. Okay. I give you.
But like Cry For You, like, and you know, just Jodeci. But Fiendin' for sure. Top five songs.
Yeah, your top five songs.
My songs is weird.
It's fine. It's yours. You do yours. So much,
and,
though.
Yeah, my songs is weird,
and,
though.
And
it's
this
like,
is about discovery. Yeah. So if they don't know those songs, we don't know those songs. Yeah. My songs is weird. We're going to go look
them
things up.
Yeah.
What About Us, Brandy.
Okay, we know that record. You know, yeah. It's a great record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rodney Jerkins to me is Monsters. Like one of the all-time greats. Yep.
Prodigy. Yep.
Yeah, man. Okay, and my list changes daily, so we could talk every day. I'm gonna text y'all now. Y'all bugged out because I'm gonna text y'all every day with a new list, right? So whatever. Today, Superstar, Usher.
Yeah.
I'll be your groove. Oh,
come on, you had to sing. You know. It. Yeah.
Fantasy, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, let's get back to Verdeen. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to Verdeen.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Get back to Verdi.
So, and that's 4. And then, Today, Take You Down, Chris Brown.
Wow.
Today.
It's a great record.
Oh, it's an amazing record.
It's a great record.
Today.
It's an amazing record live, though, too.
Yeah, just that's today. Yeah. You know? That's got a wrong thing on it too, you know, like a Jodeci. So that's
Damon is a wrong kind of guy.
When he
makes music.
He makes music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take You Down is very
Damon. Damon makes music out of order.
Yeah.
I used to be sitting next to Damon like, that chord don't go behind that chord.
Yeah.
And then he said, trust me, it do. When I first got, he said, yes, it does. And Eric Dawkins would come in and write on it and make the wrong chord make sense.
Make it right.
How about this?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good. You guys are good.
Yeah.
For sure.
I want in.
All right, so that was your top 5 songs.
Yeah, and like, you know, honorable mention, definitely Summer Rain.
You know so much music, I can't get in the way of throwing in.
But
six.
If you realize, like, you know, a lot of my favorites aren't just the stuff that I play because like I was influenced by those songs.
Exactly.
So like, you know, listening to Jodeci helped
Rain
me.
Is one of the
so cool
greatest feel good
coolest songs of all time.
All time.
Yeah, for sure.
All time.
All time.
It puts you in the mood when that record comes.
Here's
on.
What's crazy though, the What About Us record.
Yeah, so wrong.
Brandy record. I was there
when
Rodney was figuring out the technology.
Of the
to make that record.
Yeah, man. I don't.
He's like, listen to this. I was doing records with him. They were producing records on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, listen. I was like, what is that?
Yeah, and
he's
why?
Like, he's like, something different. I'm telling you why. This. And he was like, and then snares are going to be kicks. And I was like, what are you talking about? Everything he said happened. Everything.
That song.
Like the.
I was like,
what is that?
He made a movie, an audio movie. Mm-hmm. Because Brand, unfortunately, didn't even go tour that record. You know what I'm saying? And I was like a concert-going mm-hmm. person. He let us, how we talked about seeing it.
Yes.
He made us see it by hitting play.
It was different.
It's a lot of people that don't do that no more. Bruno Mars, he do that.
Yeah.
Today,
you see it.
Yeah,
you see it. And then he got the visual now with it too. Mm-hmm. Justin Timberlake, I feel like you see it. Usher, I think you see it. Mm-hmm. I think when I listen to a Sex record with Tank, it's like you see it. You want to be in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's before you had, like, we didn't see that with Brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, live on stage is what I mean.
Yeah.
What Rodney made a 2-bar or a 4-bar loop do for 5 minutes.
Like the train, like he was part of the Transformers or something. Yo, what's the world that they from? The Transformers are from?
What's the world that they
I
from?
I don't know.
They're from a world.
Uptown or something like that. They're
from a world. Something.
You're right. No, you're right.
That's where he made that record.
Yeah, bro. And it just kept moving. And I was just like, I ain't never heard nothing like
that. I never even tried it. As a producer at the time, you know what I'm saying?
I did. Working on my production. I sounded like a fake Rodney Jerkins for about a year.
I didn't even try it.
Yeah.
I said, that is out of my league.
It's crazy,
bro. I'm going to shoot these jumpers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing something in the paint that I don't do.
He's something special, and it still is, man. The way he made, he's one of the people to me, I talk crazy about music, and I'm such a geek of it, and a fan of music, but he makes a loop move so
crazy.
Different.
Crazy.
So different.
I'm not done with you. We're going to put together R&B Voltron, okay?
Ooh.
All right? So we're going to take pieces. The best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Your world. We want to know who you're going to get the vocals from.
Yep.
The performance style from, the styling from, and the passion of the artist. Who are you getting the vocals from?
Dylan, Dylan, Dylan.
One person?
One person.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
One vocal.
One person?
One person.
The mic is on, as one, the kids say now.
One person that's going to have a mic on.
Oh, man. Today, Eric Dawkins.
Ooh!
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my choice today.
Do your research.
Ooh.
The Dawk.
I got to. He's flawless, bro.
One of my teachers.
I haven't ever heard him mess
you don't
up.
You have to sell me.
On that. Let's go ahead to the next thing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like just to open
he's a
your
computer.
Just to open your mouth and sing a song. The voice, you said, right?
Monster.
Yeah. It's nobody like him.
No.
It's nobody like him.
He's
anointed.
Performance style. Like them on stage.
Whew. You know, it's like a tie. Like, I love Teyana Taylor. I think she's a very
Teyana
great
Cooks.
Performer.
Cooks.
I really do. Chris is just a whole nother alien.
Super Saiyan.
They from that same wheelhouse.
He's a Super Saiyan.
But you know, Michael Jackson, you
birth
can't go wrong. Yeah. You know, it's okay. So it's like kind of, you know.
We got to start with the father.
Yeah, I'm going to go Michael Jackson, man. Performer.
They sing like Eric Dawkins.
That's crazy.
Jackson. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no one have a chance.
I don't like that.
Like
that.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a
terrible.
Rap.
No
one have a
chance. That's terrible.
I'm going to just play keys and sing back.
I'm going to manage.
Styling. Put that shit on.
Like physically.
The drip.
The drip.
So this is weird for everybody that I'm going to say this, but I love the way Rick Ross dressed because I'm a big dude.
Hey, Rick, listen.
He's super fly,
nigga. That's why he gets it off.
No,
yeah.
Ross a fly nigga.
That's why he gets it off.
People, sure. I feel like somebody going to laugh at me, man, for saying that.
Paul Sanders was questionable, but that's about it.
Nah, that's about it. But
he going to try it.
But he has short Balmain above the knee as well with the slot.
That's how they show how rich you are.
Yeah. So.
Your pockets ain't right.
New Ross is fly, bro.
No, Ross keep that shit.
Ross is fly. I know that.
So you gonna dress him up as a big nigga?
No, it's me. You said me. This is my transformation. Right? I got a voice budget, a performance budget, and I got a clothing budget. I got a voice budget, a performing budget, and a clothing budget. This is me. This is what I'm doing. I want the whole thing.
You got it. It's yours.
All right,
Ross.
Here we go.
Crazy. I know that sounds crazy. No, I sing great. Like Eric Dawkins, dance like Michael,
and dress
like Ross.
I love it. I love it.
Whatever.
Who you?
I bet you if you go on 2K right now and make that singing nigga, I bet you he'll win.
You're my player.
Hey, yo. We need an R&B 2K.
Let's get it.
Bad. You need to call EA Sports right
Let's
now.
Let's get it. Right
have a
now.
Singing competition video.
Let's get it.
It's crazy.
You just said it.
I did.
We own it now.
Yeah.
It's ours. Let's do it.
Do that. I'm telling you.
I'm no, you didn't. You just, we're doing it.
You have a virtual microphone and then I can compete with you.
Anybody else do it, we suing their ass.
Done.
We suing their ass.
See that?
We
done.
That's fire.
This is copyright.
All right. Yeah. Listen, that sound crazy. That sound crazy.
And time stamped.
Put the thing on, going to concert, John.
And build your concert body, build your concert drip, build. Ooh.
That's different.
That's different.
That's different.
Let's get it. Holla at me,
Zuckerberg.
Metaverse vibes. Okay, the passion of the artist. Who you getting heart from?
Who gonna make you cry? I'll make you laugh.
I'll make you stand.
Jump up.
I've never seen anybody more passionate than Puff Daddy.
Wow.
Period.
Wow.
He refuses to lose.
Yeah. He refuses to lose. That's true. He needs a shirt.
And I respect his P.
He needs, What?
And I respect his P.
What? He needs a shirt.
He literally passionate, right?
Yeah.
He needs a shirt that says, I refuse to lose.
Yeah, I've never seen.
Gave him a
phrase. He inspired me. I did the Bad Boy reunion tour. Some of the best music I've ever listened to in the 90s that I was able to translate to my instrument and play. 2016. I seen him jump on tables. I seen him throw set designs because he was like, yo, this don't meet my standard. You know what I mean? He's one of those people as well that he's a designator. Mm-hmm. And if he feels like you are not doing your best, he's going to challenge that because he wants to be the best. I've seen him stay at rehearsal till 2, 3, 4 in the morning while we're tired. I'm like, yo, I can't be tired and he's still here.
Right.
That don't make
he's
sense to me.
Leading by example.
He is a leader.
Yeah.
Straight up. There's nobody like him. People can question his tactics, but he brings the best out of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He is passionate about what he does, and he's passionate sometimes more than you about what he wants you to do.
Yeah. All right.
I can't get...
You know we're going now.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So we got this segment.
Why you call it a game. Why you put your sexy voice on, bro? With me, bro.
Yeah, because I went to somebody's event and they put me under the motherfucking air conditioner. So now I'm out here with my Barry White. Now I'm out here with my Barry White now. So it's called I Ain't Saying No Names. Go to church with me.
Oh, where you been? Who was you with?
Yeah.
And what you did? And what you had?
Don't say no names. That is dumb. Listen, story funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up.
Oh, man, I got so many, bro.
This is Adam Blackstone's I Ain't Saying No Names.
I don't even know where to go with it.
Come on, my brother.
Let me think. Okay.
That's a good one. Yeah, so as you do that, that means a good one. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
I Ain't Saying No Names. We at the... I'm about to say
almost
crazy. This is crazy, but I think people don't know what this is. But we had the VMAs, man. New record just came out with an incredible artist, and she decides to want to have a reptile on the stage with us, right? The joint snake goes crazy, bro. Clears out the whole sound check. And I mean, it's just like crazy.
But they don't have a trainer on the stage?
Trainer's off to the side. Grabs a dancer. Bam! Right on the thing, right? Bro, when I tell you I was scared than a mug, dog, that was not funny. And the girl, dancer, couldn't perform the next day at the VMAs. They had to get her blood tested, like all this stuff, bro. It was crazy.
I hope she back dancing. I hope she back.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, and then you know I ain't see the snake no more. I don't know if they put him down. What you call it when you euthanize a reptile? Yeah, bro. They had to join out there for sound check. We playing the song. I ain't gonna, you know, nice reptile. I'm gonna just keep saying that. And that John, I think like a pyro went off or something. That John said, "Sick!" Everybody was like, "Go!"
No way. Yo,
crazy, bro. It was like a movie. It was a full.
I am terrified.
It was a full movie. We not with that. I wouldn't have played that gig. Yeah, we not with
she
that.
She couldn't at all. After.
She yeah, no, nah, this dancer.
I wouldn't
couldn't.
Have stood in the back and played.
Yeah, it was rough. We cleared that stage so fast. You would have thought the earthquake was happening. I don't even know. It was worse than that. That's one of them ones.
Wow. I ain't saying no names.
Yeah, I ain't saying no names on that one.
Be careful with them snakes.
Be careful with them snakes.
I ain't saying no names. Get them motherfucking snakes away,
man. Yeah, I ain't saying no names.
Listen, brother, man, Mr. Adam Blackstone, man, we appreciate you, brother.
Thank you for having me, bro. You already know.
You are.
Thank you for sharing a gift with us.
Yeah, man, you are a high level guy, brother.
Thank you, man.
And I don't just mean that just in musicality, man, but just as a brother, man. Since day one, man.
Yes, sir.
You are absolutely. Completely solid, man, and you do amazing work, man. So those two hand in hand, you will not lose.
I feel it, and I appreciate y'all always having my back. I know I can call y'all at any time, and you know we can shoot it up like this. But also, you know, don't get it twisted. We get in that lab and create something crazy or hit that stage. And so, you know, being solid is. You know, mean something to me. Yes, so sir. You all have that, and I just appreciate being here. I appreciate y'all letting me plug Legacy, and also, you know, seeing the fathers that you all are, and seeing, you know, the family men. That goes a long way for me because it's teaching us that it's a lot more than just this R&B music.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It comes back to that because that's what we love.
Yes. Yeah.
But like, we do it for Legacy. We do it for our families, and even this, just to have something to stand on. This platform that y'all have is just incredible, man. So thank y'all for having me.
Real talk. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Facts.
I got to call this man the architect. It is him right here.
Yeah.
And he is Mr. Adam Blackstone.
Thank you for having me, Doc.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.